In today's episode, we wanted to break down a not-so-talked-about topic in business, and it's around the ugly truth about not being consistent. And so in businesses, there is inconsistencies. And we don't always see the inconsistencies, and we're actually the worst judge of it because our perspective warps our view of what business actually looks like. And so Daryl and I, we're always going to tell it like it is. We're straight shooters. And we want to share with you how you can redeem this part of your business so you can turn it into something that's really powerful and really positive. Otherwise, your efforts in building these lifelong customers that you want in your business, it's just going to be harder than it has to be. And we don't want that for you. And we're going to get into that right now. In today's crowded business space, how do you take the mystery out of growing clients who stay long-term and refer like crazy? And what is it going to take to set you apart from your competitors? What would happen if every activity in your business was driving loyal customers who want to refer other people to you so it's easy to fill your pipeline with more leads, book perfect fit clients on your calendar? Hey there, we're Jody and Daryl Beckert, and you're listening to the Retention and Referrals Made Simple podcast. This is the place for people who want to build their businesses organically so they can get more sales without using any sleazy or awkward tactics. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to be here. Let's dive in.
Okay, so this is the second part of a series. In the first episode, we talked about using the visual analogy of a bike wheel and how you could learn how all your business actually behaves as one interconnected unit.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually really, really simple. When you think about a bike wheel, it's really, really simple, right?
Even when we're introduced to bike wheels as young kids, it is really that simple. And often the simple analogies really are what works for us, especially when what we're after in business is to create a good experience, to do something meaningful, and to generate clients who want to keep coming back and keep referring and bringing new people towards us. So sometimes instead of chasing something new, right, the flashy new thing, there's often more value found in doing the last thing, the thing that you're already doing.
The last really good thing that
you just doing it more consistently. And often we get trapped in like, oh, they didn't have the results that we wanted, so new is going to be better when, like we said, just doing that last thing better or more consistently might actually give you the results that you were actually after.
And I know that not enough coaches are talking about the inconsistencies in business. You know, we're not here to have this conversation for this to be attacked by any means, because at the end of the day, we realize we're all human. We ourselves, Daryl and I both, we're always working to remove the inconsistencies of our own business. That's just a daily thing that we do. That'll be never ending. And so deep down, I think that we know as business owners that we should be consistent. But there is this gap from knowing what those are and going and putting that into action. So knowing into doing.
Into doing, yeah.
Yeah. And so like, and you not being able to figure this out, it'll just keep you there. And that's not the goal. The goal is to create a culture of humans that want to refer you often. And so today we really truly want to help you uncover where your untapped consistencies are so that you can leverage them into your business. And what you're going to receive from that is you're going to have this feeling of you'll be able to be calm, you can be focused, and you can feel like in those moments, that's when you get to innovate the new things that you want to do. You can start adding new things, not to mention improving your client success at the same time, developing more referrals, more leads, and more humans, honestly, just really being able to be entering your business. And so we want that to be so amazing for you. And that's what we're going to be sharing with you here on these simple three things that you can weave in. So make sure you're subscribed. And if you felt like these episodes have helped you think differently about your business or something you've got from it, can you please leave those thoughts in a review? Not only does it actually help us grow this channel, but it actually really helps us know what you want us to talk about so we can continue to give you some great content that you actually want to hear and listen to. So if you could do that, that would be really, really awesome.
Like Jody said, we really want to talk about three things that are going to help you identify what's untapped, where your inconsistencies or the things that you could be great and consistent at are going to give you the most leverage.
Yeah. And I think, like I said in the beginning, I think they're untapped because you yourself are too close to your business. That's the reason why Daryl and I, we have our own business coaches. We are too close to some of the things in our business. We have to have a second eye on what's going on. So I think that's honestly, I just wanted to say that that's one of the reasons why I think it's untapped. I don't feel like we mean for them to, those inconsistencies to stay there. We just don't know they're there.
We just can't see them. We're too close. So even going back to how we talked about, you know, humans are inconsistent, mm-hmm. right? We don't do things the same way. And it's not an excuse. I don't want to say like, oh, well, that's just how we are. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
But it's just acknowledging, well, that is, we are not robotic. We're not going to do things the exact same way every single time.
That actually really makes me think of, for the last couple of years, I have been a terrible meal planner. And Daryl's like nodding his head here. Yep. He's like, yep, that's true. And so I think at one point, Daryl said to me, I said, well, I want to feed our family healthy meals. I want to have that consistency in our lives. And Daryl said to me one day, he's like, you know, you not having that meal plan that you haven't made a system for yourself. So your system is the fact that you're just going to stay inconsistent. And it's very true. So the first step is, I think, acknowledging that I had major inconsistencies and I needed to figure out what is the gap and how can I close that gap?
This sounds like a support group now. The first step is to acknowledge
you
have a problem.
So if you too have inconsistency in your meal planning, please hit me up and let's chat. But I think that's the reason why I shared that story is just because we have to see that there is this gap first to be able to change it. So
yeah, you have to appreciate that there's something keeping me from where I want to be, and I can put a name to it, and then I can decide, you know, how important is it to solve this thing.
Yeah.
So to us, when I think about client impact, because retention and referrals is driven by client impact, how you actually serve people and get them to result.
Okay, so that's number one. So being like, consistency leads to greater impact, right?
Yeah, when you can deliver your process, your method, or your whatever consistently, you will get people to their result, which is the thing they came for. You will do it with the least amount of friction, so they're not going to talk about what a nightmare it was to try to get information from you or mm-hmm. whatever. And so that is an engine that is going to help you grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being consistent, essentially, in delivery, understanding that delivery does lead to client impact.
This year, both of our kids started high school, and our kids they're walking to the same school. And so one of the jokes that we said to them was that the fact that maybe we should get them a tandem bike and they could go to school together on this tandem bike. And it actually really made me think about consistency and what that looked like. So imagine, like, if they're already going to the same school, they're already headed in the right direction. So if they're in a tandem bike, that would be so much more consistent than if we were to say, okay, daughter, here's your bike, and we're going to attach this rope to our son's bike, and then you guys are going to go in the same direction. I don't think the flow of the wheels would be very good. There wouldn't be this consistency in, like, the progress and how they would actually get to school smoothly.
They'd be tied together, so they're going to end up in the same place, but there's nothing that like transfers from one to the other. There's no feedback. There's nothing like that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, obviously that suggestion, I mean, it was a joke, but it went over about as well as you think that it would, but truthfully, hey, one of you has to steer, both of you pedal. It would actually be easier. There's a lot of truth to suggesting it as a potential solution. You could get there faster with mm-hmm. both of you doing the same amount of work, or you could get there with less work in the same amount of time.
Yeah. So the impact would be greater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting joke to think about. But really, when I think about client impact through your process, the more they're connected, going back to our wheel analogy, and the more that they can like feel off of each other, the easier it is. The easier it is, the less stressful it is on you, your team, et cetera. It's easier for the client to feel it and feel positive things about it.
So number two is that consistency really leads to more retention and referrals because your clients trust you.
Yeah, I think that trust is like, we say it a lot. Trust is the commodity we're actually trading in.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the currency.
Yeah.
We do what we do, obviously, to get them to a result, or, you know, from a before to an after. But what we're trading in is this currency called trust. And trust can be won and lost so easily back mm-hmm. and forth.
And I think we miss that. I think we forget that the fact that trust can be won really quickly and it can be lost really, really quickly as
shockingly.
Well. Shockingly fast. And we don't always see that sometimes because we're just so busy doing our own thing, right? I mean, I think it's one of the reasons why Starbucks has been so successful. They have a process for how they do things. It is consistent from store to store, right? And if it's not, and if you've been to a location, you notice if it's not. And I know I've had my own experiences in the last year where like this was not the same experience that I had at this other store. So you're going to start choosing the stores that you feel like it's consistent.
Yeah.
I think it's as humans, we like things the same way. We are creatures of habit, right? And we like things. We like to expect things and we like to expect that we're going to get the same thing that we've always had.
So if I come back to get a certain drink or a certain meal, I don't want someone playing fast and loose with it and then having a different experience. If I'm going to send my friend to a restaurant and they have a totally different experience than I did, man, I'm not going to have a lot of confidence to send anybody else. So that trust is the currency that we're playing with a retention and referral based business. And one key way to earn trust, there's lots of them, but one key way is just being consistent in doing what you said you were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And even kind of borrowing from point one, sometimes it's really easy to kind of chase the sexy new thing
mm-hmm.
rather than just doubling down and just doing the thing that you do better
mm-hmm.
or being more consistent with it or sending out updates better, more consistently, et cetera.
Yeah, I think we say this a lot to our clients and we want you to hear this, is that a lot of the times you have everything inside of your business already that allows you to grow these clients. It's just a matter of you being able to recognize the levers to pull to be able to develop even more trust to grow these, like this retention that you're looking for. It's already in there. We just need to unlock it.
Yeah, I think one key thing though is, and you kind of talked about it. You talked about earlier on having a coach. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I need somebody who is looking, who's not down in the weeds with me.
Mm-hmm.
Who can look at everything that I'm doing and be like, oh, hey, this isn't aligned with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, we can't trust ourselves to be consistent because we could have a great day and our memories are kind of faulty a little bit sometimes. I could have a lousy day and that paints a shadow over the whole week that I have.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, I had a lousy 2 hours, but they were so bad that it just tainted the week. I could also have had a great 2 hours and it paints this rosy picture of my whole week where I was horribly inconsistent just in terms of how I respond, the tone in which I answer the phone, like whatever it is. And so we have to recognize we can't trust ourselves with that. So how do we govern something that we can't necessarily see or feel on a daily basis? We need some sort of system that is separate from us.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, no, the system tells me to do this. I know that I do this. This email prompt goes out here. This phone call goes here. This update goes here, whatever that is. And so just understanding the need for a system to kind of govern this thing so that we don't leave it up to our feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think if we left it up to our feelings, some of us might not even get out of bed certain days, right? And then the person that loses out really is the customer.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm thinking of some examples, like really obvious ones, like fitness plans. If you know, challenges, there's a reason that they really, really work in a lot of businesses because, you know, like a fitness type business, or because we need something to call us out, mm-hmm. accountability to do, you know, to show up the next day. We need an eating plan to give us structure around how to eat until we've really, really learned the habit. And even then, our next bit of leverage is just really understanding exactly what we're putting in our body. Another super obvious one to me is like cruise control,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you've ever driven, which is probably most of you, and you've driven on the highway, you will probably notice how up and down people are,
mm-hmm.
right? Someone, you come up to somebody and you pull out in the left lane to pass, and then all of a sudden you can't get past them. So you pull back in behind them and then they slow right down again.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a really awesome external system called cruise control, that if everyone drove on cruise control, actually the highway experience would be quite enjoyable.
And so if you were consistently just driving down the highway at that consistent speed, you'd probably get there at the same time as the person who was up and down with their pedal.
And I know actually there's been a lot of studies. I can't call the stats off the top of my head like that, but that cruise control is inherently more fuel efficient because we're not going up and down. We're not accelerating and coasting. And so there is efficiency to be gained in addition to having like that consistent experience. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about systems in other episodes, actually in a few episodes coming up. But the third one is that consistency really grows focus, control, and innovation, right?
Yeah, it's really about capacity, I think.
Yeah.
When you're so busy doing, you can't.
You just can't even.
So you could have like this great idea, like, oh man, I have these dreams of things I want to give to my customers. I'd love to do, you know, this initiative, but I couldn't imagine adding one more thing to
my day. A couple years ago, we used to have a client and she's an amazing service provider. She had all these ideas that she wanted to do. But she was so busy doing all the things that until she had a kind of a system to control some of her day-to-day, her processes, what her clients received from her, what she needed from her clients, those kinds of things. And until she got that figured out, she couldn't innovate. She couldn't give all the things to her clients that she wanted to. And once she had that system in place, then she started to realize, okay, now I can have some fun here. I've got a base for it. And then I can just start adding all the things that I've always dreamt to do. So then our creative side gets to come out.
I think this is where a lot of dissatisfaction can come in as an entrepreneur that, mm-hmm. Oh man, I'm so stuck doing this. I'm so stuck with sales calls or invoicing or whatever the thing is that dominates your day. I can't do the thing that actually got me into this. I can't go back to that spark that I had that got me into this line of work in the first place.
And I think that's where maybe the shiny object also comes in. It's like they see something that is, you might be seeing something that, well, that just looks so much more interesting. Or like, so it's like this constant like squirrel. You're off and doing something different because there's this dissatisfaction of what you're actually doing in the moment. Because sometimes when we're able to slow down and do the things that we know we have to do for our clients, and when we can do that really well, consistently, then that leaves room for all these other creative, you know, sexy like things that we can actually add into our business that are really fun.
Yeah, the things that bring you back to like, this is why I got into this line of work in the first place, is I wanted to be able to innovate and do new things and grow my business and not get stuck, you know, chained to a desk. And so that's a lot of what we're talking about here, is that how our tasks and stuff manage us, or do we manage them? Mm-hmm. And consistency is a great tool or lens to look at that can buy us and give us freedom. And freedom to do the thing that we actually want to do.
Yeah. So the three things, I just want to tell you those again. Number one is consistency leads to more client impact. And number two is that consistency leads to just that many more customers staying and major trust is built. And the third one is that you're able to be creative when you add more consistency into your business. And so we want you guys to be able to walk away from this talk. Daryl, let's give them something for each one of those. I would love for us to be able to lay out what is something that they can do from each one of these. So let's start with number one.
So yeah, when we're thinking about client impact, what I would suggest is to create some time, carve out some time, mm-hmm. out of the office if you need the, you know, distraction free. And just think about a couple key moments. If clients just knew this at this point, mm-hmm. things would go smoothly. They'd have a better time. It would be easier for us. Highlight two or three moments that if we could just get this information into their hands before they ask this question, it would be smooth. And identify it, find a way to put something in it, and then just make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about number two? So developing more trust, like with consistency, what could that look like for them to get started?
Similar to number one, I would be looking at what are some key moments in their journey with you where they have kind of the biggest epiphany, the biggest kind of realization of what used to be and now what is based on working with you. And there's always going to be a couple key ones. So like onboarding is a huge one, just getting someone started the right way. you'll also see kind of moments later on recognizing that recognition of like, I could not have got here without this support. Mm-hmm. And just recognizing how far they've come. Find a moment or two like that and just really step into that. Just do that. Make sure that they are having that moment, that you're keeping track of when that moment was. And you can kind of check it off of a list. That is happening every time. And I can see the client realizing how helpful this was, or I can see that they know exactly how to get started.
Yeah, great. That's awesome. Okay, number three is that if we can get our consistency under control, then we're able to, how can we create more innovation? How can we create more control and have more fun in our business? What's one thing that we can do there?
So the one thing I would say is create the time to have the fun. As busy mm-hmm. as you are, carve out some time, even if it's a small amount, because that's actually going to be your life force to get your other things under control. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The moment we're a slave to a calendar and it's just go, 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 putting out fires, the spark that led you to do the thing you're going to do is going to die. And so find the time, carve out the time, even if it's 10 minutes, to dream about something that's possible, find a way to innovate doing something different. And even if your action plan doesn't, hey, I don't have a lot of bandwidth, but it might take a while to implement that idea, spend the time starting to do that.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for that. So make sure you come back for the next episode. Make sure you're subscribed. And like I said in the beginning, if you have felt like something that you've learned in these episodes that it's really made you think different, or something positive that you took away, could you please leave that in a review? It really helps us discover what do you want to hear from us on this channel? What are the things that you want to learn about so we can make this content really great for you? So that's all for us for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for carving that time out with us. We appreciate you, and we look forward to the future episode. And we'll talk to you next time.